This is the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast, challenge number 29. Well, did you miss playing live music trivia with us on Saturday night? Or you just want to challenge yourself on your knowledge of pop and classic rock and roll music? We'll play the great opening notes from five songs and see if you can identify them. Plus, we always bring you a little bit of trivia about each one, some nuggets of information about the song or how it came to be recorded. So thanks for downloading, and thanks for listening, and thanks for playing along. Well, our clues and the featured songs this week are the same ones you would have heard if you had played music trivia with us this past Saturday night, which would have been Saturday, July 3rd. At one of our live trivia shows, but we know that in case you didn't get a chance to play, or you didn't have the opportunity, or live too far away, you might still like to play along. This week it is an artist spotlight edition. All of our songs are from the same artist or group. They span 28 years or so let's get to it. Hit number one was from 1971. We play each clue two times so that you get a good listen to it. Hit number two from 1973. Hit number three was from 1974. Hit number four, 1989. And hit number five from 1999. Those are the clues and the answers and some trivia about each of our songs. Coming up in just a moment. I want to remind you that if you have comments or questions about the Great Openings Challenge, you can send them to jimradio@gmail.com. Always like hearing from you. We also post all of the podcasts on my blog, which is at jimdriscoll.net, and that includes the show notes, which are basically the trivia that we include about each of the songs. And finally, if you're in the Atlanta area or are going to be visiting, we invite you to play live trivia with us. We do music trivia, of course, on Saturday nights. But general knowledge and adult trivia the rest of the week, you can find out more by going to thetriviafactory.com. Okay, let's get to the answers. Our spotlight artist this week, you may have figured it out. A lady by the name of Sherilyn Sarkisian LaPierre. We know her better as Cher. And hit number one was her first number one hit, 1971. It's Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves.
In the wagon of a traveling show, my mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could.
Yeah, it was Cher's first number one as a solo artist in the United States. The song originally had a different name before its songwriter Bob Stone revised it at the request of the famed producer Snuff Garrett. Its original title was Gypsies and White Trash. Incidentally, the lyrics of the song are often ridiculed for their claim to have picked up a boy just south of Mobile, the idea being that just south of Mobile is somewhere in the Gulf of Mexico, but In fact, there are a number of small communities directly south of Mobile on both sides of the bay. All right, hit number two from 1973. It was her second number one hit as a solo artist. This was Half Breed. Well, Half Breed topped the United States Billboard Hot 100 for 2 weeks, becoming Cher's second number one hit. It was also a number one in Canada and a hit in Sweden and Norway. The video for Half Breed was a recorded performance of her singing it on the Sonny and Cher Comedy Hour, the TV show in 1973. Cher is pictured on a horse while singing in front of a white screen, and there are props symbolizing Native American objects. The Sonny and Cher Comedy Hour originally ran, you might remember, from 1971 to 1974, and interestingly, for at least part of its run, they only taped the opening and closing segments in front of a live studio audience. All of the other segments were taped without an audience, and the laugh track was added in later. All right, hit number three this week from 1974. It's another number one for Cher. It was Dark Lady.
Dark Lady laughed and danced, electric candles one by one. Danced to her gypsy music till her blues gone.
Well, the song became Cher's third solo number one hit in the U.S. on March 23rd, 1974, and it was her last number one until nearly a quarter of a century later, and we'll hear from that song coming up. Cher reportedly did not perform this song, Dark Lady, in concert for nearly 25 years until in 1999 when she sang it as part of her Do You Believe tour. And in 2002, she performed the song 325 times for her Living Proof, The Farewell Tour. By the way, it was written by Johnny Dorill, the keyboard player for The Ventures. That was the instrumental group that had a number of hits in the early 1960s, including Walk, Don't Run. Hit number four. From 1989, it was a top five song for Cher. It's If I Could Turn Back Time. Well, If I Could Turn Back Time was written by Diane Warren, who has also written songs for folks like Aretha Franklin, Barbara Streisand, Tina Turner, Whitney Houston, and Celine Dion, among many others. The Celine Dion song that she wrote was Because You Loved Me. By the way, the music video for the song featured Cher's son, Elijah Blue Allman, who was only 12 at the time. He makes an appearance wearing dark glasses and a Jimi Hendrix t-shirt and playing a guitar. And hit number five tonight from Cher was from 1999. Number one hit, it was Believe.
No matter how hard I try, you keep pushing me aside and I can't break through. There's no talking to you.
Well, Believe was the title single from Cher's 23rd studio album, and it, of course, shared the same name. No less than six writers are credited with helping to write the tune. It is most recognizable for the peculiar sound effect on Cher's vocals, which is referred to today as the Cher effect. But I've heard it described that it makes a sound like she had swallowed a kazoo. Now, reportedly, one of the producers added the effects to her vocals simply as a lark, but when Cher heard the results, she demanded that the effect remain in the song and her original vocals be erased. By the way, when Believe reached number one. It was the longest that anyone had gone between number one hits in the U.S. Her last chart topper had been our previous featured song, Dark Lady. And we might mention that at the age of 52, she was the oldest female artist to have a number one hit in the UK when it reached number one there. Well, there you have it. Hope you enjoyed our Cher music trivia theme. As we mentioned, we welcome your comments and feedback. JimRadio@gmail.com. That's the address in the show notes on my blog at jimdriscoll.net. We always thank you for downloading, thank you for listening, and thanks for playing along. We will see you next week on the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast.